Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 136. Today is Saturday, September 29th, 2018. My gosh, the end of September. Scary. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I am your host, Lita, and joining me over there is my co-host, Stone. Good morning. How are you?
Good evening. I am fine. We have two people from over here, so it's evening. We outnumber you.
I'm not worried. Everyone outnumbers me, basically, normally. But it's all good.
There's a joke there, but I don't want to say it.
Let's not say that. Anyway, sorry we're a little bit late, but we're ready to go. So I want to say hello to our special guest because we've got him back on and it's very exciting because it feels like forever since I've spoken to him. So Zaya is here. Hi, Zaya.
Hello.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming to have a chat with us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's fun too.
So, it's been a little... Has it been a year? Nearly a year?
I don't know.
Wow, okay. I think so. But thank you for coming and having a chat. So, what we want to know is... Since we last spoke to you, what have you been up to with your challenge turns? Obviously, you've been busy because I know I see your name on the board, so I know you've been busy. But what have you been doing?
Well, I tried to get another Iron above 80, and I haven't succeeded yet. I got my team man to 112 this morning.
Nice.
My green man is 92. And nice. I working also on my main for the Pathfinder for BFA. So
nice, been busy.
A little.
Okay. So with everything, because obviously there's been a lot of changes. You've seen a lot of changes in your time of playing the challenge turns. How, like, what are you really focused on at the moment? Are you trying to keep yourself like evenly paced across all those tunes, or is one particular one really driving your focus, like iron or your tin?
I treat my green man at the moment, but I'm still using my tin man as a scout for eventually get down and real iron, but it's getting quite hard since eight. Because when you get to 80, Kata and Pandaria are really hard. Draenor is worst, and Legion is a little better. So getting from 80 to 110 is going to be hard for most classes.
Okay.
I got to 110 by doing Legion stuff.
Yeah.
Mainly, as a hunter, the class hall is in High Mountain, so I did that, and a few things in Vashara. And I got to 110 that way.
Nice.
But by doing that, those quests are done, so I cannot use them to get to 120. So I'm not quite sure how I'll go to 120 on my Iron eventually. What I was doing on my Tin Man, the quest in Pandaria, if a quest involved some killing, I said, gosh, can I skip it? And I'm thinking about normal mobs. And BFE, it's worse. I tried a little on my Tin Man. Tried Witch in the Wood in Stormstone, Torghast, pardon. And the mob there killed my pet thrice. before I got killed by a respawn. It was a tin man, so it's not that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can continue the, but like Stor said and Lisanne said on the forum and everything, VFA is hard. There are some mobs you can do. Some that are almost impossible to kill. Name mobs in VFA don't. Yeah. I don't think they can be done. Maybe I'd like to see someone like Listen or Die Raven start a new tune and get to 120 again. They had the Listen and Sir had the chance to have already at 110 when 8.0 came in.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to go through the 20-100 bracket anymore. That's quite a hard straight to go through.
Okay. So you had mentioned you've been focusing on your green, and is that giving you the most joy at the moment? Like, what do you really like about the green challenge? Is it you can go a little bit harder than you would with the irons?
Well, doing almost the same thing on my green man that I do on my iron, so it's quite easy. But a green man can also be killed, as I found out during the green man contest with the Allied Racers. I tried to the Green 13 Chiefs in 1,000 needles at the on the top of the mountains, and that's where I got killed. So you have to be very careful, anyways, on name mobs and elites and things like that.
Yeah,
if you are as careful on the green as an iron man, it's almost relaxing.
Okay. So, and playing hunters, like, am I assuming wrong? Because I know often I see you jumping on, and they're all hunters. So
hunters.
So are you sticking with the hunter? Yeah.
It's the class I like the most out of the iron man. It's the easiest.
Yeah.
So it's the one I have the most chances to get to 120. Something like a rogue. My main is a rogue, but a rogue alone is quite hard to. If not well geared, it's very hard to kill anything.
Yeah.
Like Sir said.
Yeah. Yes, it's, I suppose that having melee opposed to ranged with a pet, you know, I mean, again, you've got two completely different play styles, don't you?
Yeah.
Like, it really does seem to suit for all the hunters. Mind you, then, you know, then we've got a priest. The priest certainly has been going well.
Priests don't have any slow, right? Like there's no slowing thing, not like a mage does, right? So, what?
Mindfully? No. What's the one? One of them slows.
Mindseer have a slow.
Maybe, but it depends. I suppose if you're because I think that might be.
Oh, Mindfully.
Shadow might not be with disc.
Just because I'm thinking, you know that. Trying to do that stuff as melee is, I don't understand how you do it, because with a hunter, I sometimes had to res my pet, like on like a normal mob kill, and I just, you know, so I can see a priest could do okay. I didn't know if if it was like a slow or not, because, you know, because it's range, and if you can slow them, then you might be able to kill them before they can reach you.
Mind flay. I was right. Yay. Yeah. But it's a shadow one. So, but again, you know, it's just the interesting, and I suppose you would find that, because I know that you've played, you know, you would have played a lot of different classes and a lot of tunes over your time. So the finding a play style and finding your class that you're you know, that particularly suits what you do would be the first, I suppose it's kind of like the first thing, isn't it? Like where we find comfortable in what we play, and a lot of players will go with a Night Elf Hunter in particular to try the challenge, which is a good way to go. But what else have you tried, Zaya? Like in current, so you've got your Green Hunter, you've got your Iron Hunter, your Tinsa Hunter.
Yes, also the Tin Man is the Night Elf. The Hunter, the Green Man is a Draenei, and the Iron Man is a human.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Yeah.
As a Hunter, since you get Feign Death, Shadow Meld is not as important for the class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then as soon as you get the 260, you can go to Northrend, where nothing where he is. I don't remember the name. You can buy some books to learn Feign Death for your pet also, as soon as you can get to there. Just north of Boren, the Tundra, Shazar Basin?
Oh, Shazar Basin?
Yeah.
I had no idea that your pets can learn Feign Death.
You have a book there that you can buy to for your pet to learn Feign Death. And fetch, by the way.
Okay.
So your pet can also go fetch thing, fetch loot on the by your mob. But as soon as I get to 60, I go there.
Uh-huh.
Buy those two.
There we go.
It's a lot easier that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you go bad, you put your pet on Feign Death and yourself, so you get out of combat. And,
so that's at level 60. Okay.
Well, you have to go to Shazar Basin. Before 60, it's really hard to get there. Anyway.
Yeah.
So since you can fly in Northrend at 60, easy to get. Technically, the books are not. You only need 40 to learn them. I don't think they are buying on pickup. I'm not sure. But.
Okay.
It would be on Ironish to get some tune there, buy the books, and send them to your Iron. So I wait till I get 60 to get there.
Yeah. So what pets do you use on your Hunter? Have you got like all the same pets across each of the challenges, Zaya? Or have you got some different pets that you utilize on your Hunters?
Use tank pets. I have my Green Man is a turtle, and my Iron is a bear.
Okay.
So
turtle and bear.
Now all the pets, tank pets, have the shell that the turtle had before. Even the bear has them now, so it's easier for them to get to survive a fight.
Okay.
When it's on, it's almost impossible to hit them, so you can heal them during that time.
Yep.
So it's a lot easier. But sometimes the pet gets killed, so I usually try to freeze trap the mob so I can raise the pet without being smashed up.
Mm-hmm. Yep, no, good point. Okay, so now that Battle for Azeroth is here, and what are you wanting to work on this expansion with your challenge tunes? Like, where do you want to take them, to get to max or just to get to a certain point? What's your goals?
On my Green Man, get to 120.
Mm-hmm.
On my Iron Man, get to 110.
Okay.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about 3 years since I lost my Ironman champion. I need another one somewhere, so I'm aiming for the green man on that way.
Yeah. So it's been 3 years. Has that? Wow. Okay.
I lost my champion when the Legion was on.
Ugh. Oh. Legion.
Yeah, Legion. Yes. Okay, I think we can all, yeah, definitely feel that one for you, Zaya. Absolutely. Well, I think they're good goals. You know, we're only, what are we, 6 weeks? What are we into BFA now? How long's it been?
3 months.
6 weeks?
August?
No.
3 months? As
wasn't it middle of July? No?
1 month.
No,
middle. Half,
I don't know. It feels like we've been doing this for months.
Yeah. But it really hasn't been that long, really. So, you know, it's like BFA is really just here.
So and August 13th, 14th. So about so 6 much. Weeks, yeah.
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 So I think there's some good goals there. So, you know, again, good luck, because, you know, we're all rooting for you, and we want you to get there. So with all your experience, and again, we know you've got a massive amount of experience with the Challenge Tunes, what's your advice for, whether it is for new people coming to the challenge, whether it is for those that have been around for a little while, and those that have been here for quite some time, what's your advice for us?
Well, for the veterans, I think they know all I know about Master IZ, those like that, they know everything. For a newcomer, I'd say go slow, don't rush anything, and do things you know, because if you get something that you never done before, this really likes to do something. If you don't know exactly what to do, you get dying, you get killed. So if you don't know the quest, scout it with another tune, something.
Yeah.
You can take a regular, put it some iron gear and look, can I do it? And it will help a lot to get through something. I was able to open the garrison on my Tidman. Mm-hmm. As Ash had a lot of troubles getting there on his pally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it is really tough when you go to Draenor to do anything. It's really hard to do. So scout everything.
Yep. Okay. I think that's been a common theme for the last couple of weeks, hasn't it? Scouts are like essential now, definitely. I think that's a really big part. Okay. Even, anything else?
No. Even if you have done Pandaria or another tune before BFA, try it. Scout it now, because it's not the same.
Yep.
Okay, it is so much harder now than it was before the expansion. It's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. I mean, there is so much, which is the thing. And with the changes, you know, getting used to changes of the classes, changes of how mobs are hitting, how each class can particularly play, you know, it is definitely a challenge. It's not what it was in Legion, what we have in Legion. So we're back to being challenging. It's a challenge for a reason, isn't it, guys? Really. Mm-hmm. So okay, so how's your week been, Zaya? What have you been busy with this week? Obviously working on all of your tunes.
Yep. Me mostly on Rufus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
so getting drunk
playing.
Okay.
No, that's not me.
Never.
I use that to get rested XP on my tune.
Okay. Yep.
So I use that time to go up on my main to work on the Pathfinder on the BFA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Don't, it's not finished yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. How far have you got to go?
I need to get the repetition and some of the achievements, some of the questions are tied to reputation. So it's I've explored everything. I've done all the quests on the tree zone of the Ions. So it's all the rest ready for war and reputation.
Okay. So, and again, you know, the fact that you can jump, you know, kind of jump from one to the other, so you can give your toon some rested XP is always, you know, that is great. I know that. Stone knows that. Like, a lot of us know that. That rested XP is absolutely a fantastic thing to have. As opposed to all you crazy people out there that just keep playing straight through. I mean, I love yous all, but wow, it just, yeah, I do love my rested XP, I must admit. So, so no, that's good that you've got a few different things, Aya. Excellent to hear. So anything else that you've been, anything exciting else that you've done this week?
Well, not really.
Okay. Okay, in real life, anything?
Not me either.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay. That's all right. You know, some weeks are just like that. All right. Well, let's see what Stone's up to. Because once again, Stone's got much more riding than I do, which is
imagine
amazing.
Hey.
I know. Hey.
No, not hey. Not hey.
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 E-H. It's what we... No. Hay, yeah, that's right. Hay is what they eat. We say A. I say A a lot.
I know, you do.
That's where I come from.
Proud. Exactly. Proud. So what have you been doing?
I've been pacifisting. Pacifisting, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Pacifisting, you know what I mean, but it sounds dirty. To level 29. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And I was really hoping 29. To get to 30 so that I can get another piece of clothing. So I've decided that every 10 levels I'll actually put on a piece of clothes for him, because he's got pants now and bracers. So at level 30, he gets to go put something else on.
Okay.
But Brewfest. Brewfest is amazing. Ah, thank goodness for Brewfest. And I rolled another iron. So remember how I said I deleted my warlock one, because I had no interest in leveling that. So I rolled a night elf hunter, and I named it for my younger son, because my original iron that made it was named for my older son, and so now I'm doing my younger son, and hopefully this will have good luck to go all the way, and I'll just be a little bit more cautious with the sharding and stuff when I get into the end content. So I'm actually looking forward to trying to go through everything from 1 to 120 to see how it is, because I you know, like, we haven't had one to go from nothing to hit max since 735, right? So it's been quite a while.
Yeah.
So we shall see how it goes, right?
Yeah.
And so for people that don't know and are not watching, I changed where my mic is, right? And so before I was said, you know, my mic was, you know, I could use, so it could be a little bit closer to my mouth, that kind of thing. And so I was able to place it on the other side, and now it's like right in my face. And I had somebody come on to the channel so that I could test out the audio. And and remember last time that he died, and well, here we are again. Zortz helped me out with the sound and all that. He's like, oh, yeah, you sound fine.
Him out.
And he died again. So, yeah. And well, he says it wasn't my fault, but, you know.
Oh, Zortz. I'm so sorry.
You know, I feel like I'm a jinx right? You know, so I think that Zorts, if I ever ask you to do an audio test and you are playing an iron,
get off
the account, right? And then come and help me. Then I found something out, and I want to share this with everyone. There's going to be a little bit of swearing, but it is so fantastic. It's amazing.
Okay.
And you're going to hear the audio, but if you go look on the stream, you'll be able to see the video of it. All right. I'm going to put it up on the Twitch chat. Put it up on our screen, and you'll see it. Here we go.
Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh. Oh.
Did that really just freaking happen?
Oh, sorts. I am. Oh.
And then he lost his mind and began to laugh like a crazy man.
I'm going to add some slaps for that one for you, Zorts, when I get to BlizzCon. I'll put a couple. How many would you
He's
like?
Died twice in a day.
He's died twice today.
I killed him, and then this just happened. This just happened after. So he re-rolled because he's a champ.
Yeah.
And in he goes. And then so basically he got killed by going into the water when you're in Durotar. Just trying to explain for people that are not going to watch. And you know how you have to go click on the Thunderlizers to get the horn, and then they give off the big shock, right? Well, he got one shot.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Ouch. Okay.
So a little bird sent that to me, and for that, you know, thank you very much. Thanks. It was fantastic.
I could imagine who that little bird would be.
You have no idea. I was very surprised, and it's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Wow, twice. Ouch. But you know what? And this is the thing. This is the thing about how great, like Zaya, like you know, Stir, like you guys, when you lose a turn, yes, it'll either hurt or not hurt as much or whichever. But the thing is, you guys get right back on their horse. You roll, go and roll another one, don't you, Zaya? Like, I mean, there are times there must be that death would really hurt, but you're back at it, and that's the thing, and that's like Zorts. Like, you just go again, and that's again. I keep saying it's tremendous strength to know that you can, you know. All right, let's do it again. Let's go again. We'll do better.
We played fun, so nobody's really there.
Yeah. They
just buy some pixels on screen. It's no big deal.
That's right. Good point. Good point. It is just pixels on screen. Exactly. But damn, do we get attached to them, Zaya?
Uh-huh.
So I know I do. Very much attached.
So
exactly.
That was my week, and that just like topped it off. That was fantastic.
Wow.
He would, you know, and he was only level 12, so it's okay, you know. If he was like level, you know, blah, like way, way higher, I don't think I would laugh at him. You know, level 12 is not a big deal, so.
still, it's
poor Zorts. Poor Zorts.
But can I just say this? I'm just saying this is a PSA for everyone, but directed right to Zorts. The next time Stone asks anything of you, anything, say no. Go offline. Do something. Do not go and help him.
Wow.
Please, I'm begging
you. Get out of the game before helping him.
Yes. Yes, it's just, oh, poor thing. Two tunes today.
He's actually not the first person that I've done bad things to, apparently. I do recall we've had a guest on twice that listen. I jinxed him, and he almost died. And we talked about that, and I don't think it was just him either. So, you know, no, if I come calling and you're on your iron, either put me on ignore, get off your iron.
Yep.
Or wait, get log. Yep. Wait, log off your iron.
Log off. Yeah. Log off.
And then have at it. So.
Yeah.
But or thanks. Just, you know. Thanks, Zorts.
Yeah. Wow. Poor sorts. Anyway. Okay.
Okay, Lita.
Well, that's been an interesting week for you.
It's fantastic.
So I've been busy doing other things this week, but I did manage to play a Bloodthirsty last night, which was good. I wanted to do more, but I kind of I've been a bit off, not feeling fantastic, so I've been just trying to get through working and life, basically. So I did play
my... Do you need some of those? Soon.
Yeah. I do. I really, really do. I can't wait. But yeah, so I played my Void Elf Warlock. So she's a Bloodthirsty, and she was sitting at level 39, and I'm like, nope, we're going to 40. So I hit at a 40, and I took her from Eastern Plaguelands, Western Plaguelands, and just actually no, I didn't even hit Arathi. Because by the time I got to kind of like one of the last ones that I needed in Western Plagueland, she dinged 40. So I was like, yeah, baby. So she's at 1,335 kills. So that was good. But
why didn't you get two more kills? Ugh.
I didn't. Well, because I don't look at stats until I ding. If I'd looked at it early, then yes, I probably would have realized and gone and poked something.
You could have logged back in and gotten two more kills and reported that you're at 1337. Come on.
No, because that's not right. Because I ding 40 and I look at my, I ding and I look straight at my stats. If I ding and go and kill something else and then look at my stats, then that's not the stat of the ding. Does that make sense?
It's critter kills. Come on.
I'm not worried. It's after the ding. Can't count anything after the ding until I ding next time. It's like a ding a thing that I have. I don't know. Anyway, but I mean, I'm happy. She's going good. I was like tearing stuff up. No problems. She was 39 in Eastern Plaguelands. I have to think about it every single time. Eastern Plaguelands, taken on the rares that were like orange. No problem. Voidy was being good. Sure. So I'm really happy with how she's going. So we'll see. Hopefully I'll get a bit more play time this week and settle in, because I want to get to... I haven't been to Lochmogan in forever, people. I feel like I missed my home, so I need to get back to the Loch. Just saying. Uh-huh. Anyway. The ding rule. That's a good one. The ding rule. Exactly. Thank you, Lucan. See, he gets it. Okay. News.
Coffee is my blood.
Sorry, I had to queue it up. I had to make sure. All right, there we go.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Okay, so the only real Warcraft news is that Brewfest, we're in it, and we've got a week to go. It ends October 6th. believe it's October 6th, so a week from now, but at like 1 p.m. Eastern. Is that usually how it goes, I think? Something like that. Sure. So we have like 6-7 days left, so...
It's normally when I'm asleep, so...
Oh, Muffin.
Muffin? What?
I can hear you crying a little bit.
Boother seems to be very successful, definitely for the, like,
It's, you know, I've noticed that as the Brewfest has gone on, I'm trying to get the little cog, and I've noticed that there's fewer and fewer people. I feel like everybody got their 500 tokens to go get an heirloom armor upgrade or weapon upgrade, right? And now it's like, now it seems like not a lot of people are doing it, so I'm kind of sad. So I log in every half hour to see if I can get the cog.
Okay. it does make it harder to get the cog, absolutely.
Yeah.
And did you work out the ram racing? Okay, honestly, so is my favorite.
Ram racing
is my favorite
in Ironforge. I can't go faster than, so I can't make a complete round trip faster than 39 seconds.
Okay.
If I'm at 40, it seems like I have about, like it's just about to go off. And then if I'm at 37 or so and 38, I can't quite make it back to deliver that last keg. And
yeah.
So it seems to be 39 seconds for the dwarf side. I don't know about the orc side. I thought, and you know, and when I thought about it, I was going to ask you, but then I'm like, oh, well, you would only really know the horde side. So I'm like, well.
Horde side.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a while since I've done Alliance. Zaya, do you know how long it has taken you, Alliance side, to do your ram racing? Do you know if you're getting around in about 40 seconds?
I only do the barking one. I don't do the
other. Oh, okay.
As soon as I get that, I take the other one. Yep. Since you get the XP, I get out of the ramp.
Flick it off. Okay. Yeah, that's obviously just us that are the crazy people that do the that actually do the actual racing. But that was always my thing. So when I went to the Ogrimmar over at Durotar, they've changed it a little bit, and I found for this year, so there is mobs that weren't there previous. So when I went to do it, I kind of was all a bit out of whack with myself, because I was like, hey, these guys aren't supposed to be here. What are they doing? You know, you're all in my way. It's like, get out of the way. So
levels. Oh, my God.
It was just really annoying. And I was like, get out of, like, there's trolls and orcs everywhere. And I'm like, move out of the way. I'm going to hit you. So, I didn't properly get to do it. And then when I realized we weren't getting anything new, I kind of went, I'm done.
Yep.
I'm not going to spend my whole time trying to hunt down something that I don't need on those tunes. But I do need to do it on iron, so for the XP. I thought last year I'd gotten down to about 34 or 35 seconds doing Durotar, doing Horde side, just with the path that I have. So, but obviously Alliance is a little different, so I just don't remember. But still, it's good. Brewfest is another week, so.
Mrs. Rock Guru says, you make sure that you run through the first two barrels for the apples, make a short turn to pick up the barrel. Yeah, so what I would do is that I take the first two, get my keg, and then run back, skipping the closer one and getting the one near the crossroads, that kind of deal. And by that time, I'm at 90, 95, and it resets. So Okay. Oh no, and it's no problem because it might just flip over, and I've never missed it, so I'm fine. It's just, you know, I can't see any other way to shorten the time up, and you know, and it's like I don't want to start doing a run if I know that it's not going to happen, right? So I don't want to waste my time. Yeah. So if I'm gonna if I see that there's 37 seconds left, I don't want to bother, right?
Yeah.
I do like doing it on my challenge tunes because I just turn in the quest and jump off the mountain. Yay, XP. It's fun times.
Yeah.
So other news, we just want to do a reminder that Calm Before the Storm, is happening Thursday, November the 1st, all the way from 6 p.m. Pacific through, I think about 11:30 or so. I think it runs until about midnight, and that's Pacific time. No, we'll be up. Trust me. Yeah. You sleep during the day. Yeah. Trust me. Trust me. Yeah. Yeah.
My body's going to be out of whack. Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Very exciting. Yes. We're very excited for Calm Before the Storm. And many other things.
Speaking of other things, World of Podcasts. So I will be on the Pod Before the Storm. Yay, stuttering. On Sunday, October the 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is like not at BlizzCon, so it'll be right before I leave. I think we're doing like a little podcasty thing. I don't know how long it's for, like maybe an hour or so. I don't know much more about that. And Lita, you want to tell us where yours?
So yeah, I'm very, very excited that I am participating in on the Saturday, because we did get confirmation from Seraphis.
Yep.
Not the Friday night, it's the Saturday night. I'm taking part in the Storm. Speaking of storms, storm's just hitting right now. So nice. I know, right? So yeah, if you lose me, it's because I can hear thunder. I don't know if there's lightning.
Thunder? But there's
definitely thunder. Thunder, yeah.
Are you thunderstruck?
Like, you've been thunderstruck. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm doing the Storm with a whole bunch of other people, which will be somewhere there at Hilton. Time to be announced. At the moment, they're still sorting things up. So I will be there.
You're going to be on the panel.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you will be on the panel, which is cool. I know. So I'm glad that you get to experience what I did last year, because that was terrifying. But you will be completely fine, I'm sure. It shouldn't run. And as far as we know, we are going to be doing a live podcast for our show, like there, but probably from our room, I think. Which sounds weird, we'll but maybe what we could do is that for folks that are in our little group here that are going to BlizzCon, maybe we can all gather together and do our show as a group, and that would be an idea. But that should also be the same. So we're going to aim for the same time. So it shouldn't be any different. It just, you know, might look a little bit different because I'm going to be streaming it from my phone. Yay.
Yeah.
One cool thing that it was like, wow, we've made it, is that that World of Podcasts made a t-shirt and our podcast names are on it. So if you go to their website, you'll see, you know, if you want to buy it, you can buy it and all that. But it's like, whoa,
8 days left.
Oh, do they have a time limit?
Limited time. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. So go and check out, Calm Before the Storm website. Yeah, and where the merchandise merch, is, if you want one.
Mm. Yep. So I was like, oh my God, our podcast name is on a shirt. Neat.
It's pretty cool.
Neato.
Very cool. Yeah.
Absolutely. How's your thunderstorm? Are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
You should know better. Okay. So let's move on.
Okay. All right. Let's get into the state of the challenges for this week to see how everyone's gone. So doing a little different this week.
Well, we're doing it in reverse order. We're doing it reverse order.
We're doing it reverse order, people. So, jeez. Zaya,
yep.
Let's go with the Irons. Who have we got for this week?
Zaya, start the lowest first.
Right from the top.
From the top. Right from the top. Okay. Go for it.
Okay, though, so we, Lisanne got to 120, our first Iron on in the expansion. As usual, he's always first. There
very
is
nice.
No surprise there.
Very, very nice.
But it's really great anyways, Lisanne. I'm quite astonished to see that you could do that. Yeah, I played a little in DFA and it's really, really hard. So congrats, man. Caster is 19. Maybe join Lisan next week. Feriona got to 112. Fabriski at 58. Aromaniac died at 53. Reset is 53. DCH is 50 and dead. Ferlic got to 50. Arantana 48. And Ferikiri is 43.
Nice. Hold on, can we just have like Zaya every week reading? Because it sounds really good, Zaya, when you read them.
Wow.
The names sound fantastic. So thank you. All right, Bloods, let's have a look. And again, Lisanne, congratulations. Yes. Amazing.
Big congrats.
Amazing.
Big.
Huge congrats. Huge. So he's in our chat room. So
huge.
Everyone send massive congrats because it's certainly a feat. Yes. All right, let's have a look at the Bloods. It's blood time. Blood it up.
You're doing Bloods.
Bloods, I'm doing Bloods, yes. Okay, so this week, our top blood was Sold My Soul at 116. Then there was Soul Shield. I was nearly going to say the other way around for some reason. Anyway, Nisi, well done, 99. Next, we had Gold Dragon at 64. And then Green Dragon at 64. Tree Wisp, good name, like that, 59. And White Dragon at 56. I'm sensing a theme.
White Dragon.
Really? Wonder if that's because it's Priest. Is Green Dragon a hunter?
Don't go look up White Dragon on the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
probably wouldn't be
happy. Five Rush hit 50. Well done, five. Mm-hmm. Blood Thief hit 48, as well as Five Told You So. Did I get that? 48 as well. So Five has got another one. That's Five Bones at 41. Five's been busy. Nisi and Five have been busy. And Dragon. I'm assuming we're just going to call them Dragon.
The dragon.
What class is gold?
Me.
Just trying to think. Green might be a hunter.
My
now I've got to go look it up.
Is gold.
Something.
Maybe
anyway.
Rogue.
Zaya!
The closest thing I would say is rogue. Yellow, because maybe they couldn't get that.
Maybe. That's true. I'm going to go have a look because now it's like I want to know. Pacifist. Let's have a look at Pacifist. Who have we got? Zaya.
Okay, Herline got to 120, our third Pacifist for the expansion.
Very nice.
William Sir got to 113, Gentle Soul at 80, Five Pride at 79, Mount's Pressure at 66, Ferekasa at 59, Herminator at 58. It's written in Russian, but that's what it means, I said, I think. Peaceful at 56, Map Bassi 48, and Awesome Bloomster at 40.
Congrats, nice. Fair, for
well
another
done, Fair.
BFA, or another Listen another BFA, another pacifist champ.
Awesome.
So I'm actually curious what the plan is for her now. She's just going to be like, well, I'm going to level another one.
I would not surprise me.
I think
what are you going to do, Fair?
Well, I think she's working on. I think hers is Fair Kessa is level 59. Yeah. So that's her. Yeah. So.
It's almost 60. Nice.
I don't know.
Keep Okay, I'm confused because I look it up. So white dragon is a mage.
Okay.
Green dragon is a druid. And gold dragon is a shaman. So I'm...
What race is the gold dragon?
Draenei.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm curious as to the naming conventions because it's completely not what I thought. Oh. I mean, really cool. I love the names. Mm-hmm. I think they're awesome. But I'm now like intrigued. I'm really intrigued. Anyway.
Whoa. Careful. Let's have a look. You know, whoever that person is should be careful. So once you get intrigued, oh boy.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's have a look at our tins, Shushi.
Wow.
We have got this week, we have got Iron Stir at 113, Zyabo at 112, congrats, guys. Feratelli at 95, Tin Line at 36, Temptria at 33, Yesen is 32, Curufin at 29, Tin Whiflum. Sounds like a hobbit name. I don't know. Is 25. That's cute. Erzberg at 24, and Kessite at 23. Well done, Tins. Erzberg. Nice. All right, greens. Zaya, what have we got this week?
Okay, Fairy Green got 118, Zaya Green is 92, Peridin is 81, Krusty 69, Green Machine 59, Shufuki at 48, Rexus died at 44, 11 is 40, Fulu is 38, and Swear to Gosh is 36.
Swear to Gosh. I like that name. Well, they won't get...
Oh, some good names.
Like, they won't get... cued for a rename, right? Because there's nothing wrong with it. Is that Kobe?
Yeah, that's Kobe. Yeah, because nobody's home. Everyone's gone and left us.
Is he freaking out because of a thunder or?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm
poor puppy.
Might have to just step away for a moment. Once...
It's okay.
Yeah. I think I probably should. Okay. So, yeah.
No problem.
I'll be back in a minute. That's okay. Just gotta fix Kobe. Okay.
Fix him. He's broken.
Not fix him, but...
The thunder broke him.
This, I know.
Poor puppies.
Thunder's not good. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Well, all right. So, Iron Teams, we got three happy little accidents. Level 37, Light and Shadows, level 22, and Starsky and Hutch, level 21. I know of the show. I know they did the movie, and then I never watched any of it. So, but I still think it's funny. With Blood Teams, we got Combo Taco 5 at level 35 and Five Finger Death Taco. Just so many. Level 31.
We got two teams.
Yes. Only two blood teams and three iron teams, which is okay. But as long as people are playing with it and having fun, then it's fine.
But like, yeah, talking about the Taco and Five, they have...
They've got two. They had three and they lost one. And we don't know whose fault that was. I feel like the blame is going to fall with Taco. Five took it. He's like, no, it's my fault. I just threw out her name just to bug. So, okay. So we can do. Oh, Lita's back. Okay, we're gonna go do chit chat. And I'll play the bumper, and then Five Iron could argue it, but won't. Oh, okay. Oh man,
I'm back.
All right, welcome
what
back.
What are we arguing?
Oh, nothing.
Hello.
No, nothing. I mean, everybody agrees that I'm... Anyways, okay. Nothing. We're just talking about Five and Taco's team that died and whose fault it was.
Oh.
Well, not this week because they lost 2 or 3 weeks ago because they had three teams.
Okay. I was going to say.
Maybe a little bit more. I don't
know. Getting upset.
It's all beginning to become a blur to me.
Come on. Go five and Taco. Taco five.
Anyway. Combo Taco five.
Yeah, I know. It's a good team name. Cool.
Bumper, better to focus on two anyways, looking on the bright side. Oh. All right. Here we go. Bumper.
This just in. It's chit-chat.
Excellent. All right. Now that I'm back. So this is where you can send your tips, tricks, puns, questions, anything. Life, anything to us, and we'll put it in here. Get it in here. Absolutely.
So hold on a second.
Yes.
Do you think I should have played that clip here? Because technically that was a submission.
Was a submission. That's correct. Know. However, it was also part of your week that you referring to. So, you know, you could have been a bit of both. Okay. So it's okay. All right. It's all good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. Hey.
What?
Did you do it right?
No. That's like the Fonz. You're doing it like the Fonz. The Fonz is not Canadian.
I know.
The Fonz is like A. No, not thumbs up. It's just A.
Whatever. Anyway, let's do Azzy's pun. It's like, yeah, mum and dad are fighting. It's okay, people. Zaya, what have we got? Azzy's pun for this week, please.
It's another of those puns that if I could not read it, I wouldn't catch it anyway. So, where do you find flying rabbits in the Air Force?
The Air Force. Oh! That's cute. I like that one, Azzy. That's cute. It's a cute one. Nice. Okay. So this is, next one is a question from Slime Witch Renari. I think that's right. How did you reach level 120 when you have to equip the Heart of Azeroth? Well, you don't have to equip the Heart of Azeroth.
So the response is do not equip it. You will get flagged. There's actually a fairly summarized post by Liz Sen on the forums right now that, you know, it's not a long read, so it's, you know, just go have a look at that and keep in mind what you should be doing as you move up. So,
I suppose the other thing, I don't know if Zaya would attest to this, is it's good to look at like your long-term goals, but you still got to get through the short term. So yes. You still, you know, getting to 120 isn't going to happen overnight at all. No. So, you know, it's the planning, it's the working. And like Zaya said earlier, you know, it's the scouting when you're unsure of something because the game's changed now and how you play it on whether you're playing your most favorite class, doing that class as a challenge tune changes everything. Mm-hmm. So scout, you know, take your time, be really careful. And when you get there, it may not be the first attempt. It may not be the second. It may not be the 20th attempt. It may not be the 50th or the 100th attempt. But when you do eventually get there, then, yeah, there's things to look at. We all strive to do what Lassan's done. Like, we are all striving to do that. Some will get there and some we keep striving. We keep striving. So it's good, though, that we have all this information and people share the information, which is fantastic. So, good question.
I'd like to add that if you're not sure, as before, unless you want to lose 110 Tin Man because you equipped the Art of Other Otherworld before reading the move, like I did.
Yeah. Mm.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This is kind of my fault. I was too sure it would be allowed that I didn't even look anything. Mm-hmm. I just equipped it and go. I did the quest and removed it as soon as I could.
Yeah.
But it was too late.
Yeah, exactly. And but at the same stage, you've got yourself your scout, like you said. So the positive is that you're paving your way for your iron, which is good. I think scouting's definitely been a big thing that I'm gonna have to get back into, especially once I get to the higher levels and not fall into lava or fly over horde encampments or whatever. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Zaya, the next question, please.
Okay, from Orange, what is the best class for Iron Man?
Pretty, I mean, it's the easy answer, but honestly, you know, Hunter, you're going to have an easier time. But I think, you know, I don't think
it's not easy.
You can make a case for other classes as being pretty good. Like Priest is pretty good. I don't know about Mage now again, right? Because, you know, with how things changed, I think Mage is going to have a tough time. So, you know, pick a class that you know that you're good with and then work from there.
Pick a class you like.
Yeah. If you hate Hunter,
time on it.
Yeah. If you do not like Hunt, if you do not like Mage, okay, why don't play a Mage, right? Even if Mage would be the best class, which is clearly not, but you know, don't play something that you're like, oh, I hate this, because then you're gonna hate everything, right? And then you're gonna be like, this sucks. Rogue. So just yeah. You know, honestly, I feel like that's kind of a loaded question too.
Well, it's, you know,
because it's also really, because it's a matter of opinion too. So yeah, Shaman, yeah. Right, Azzy.
It's what Azzy knows. We all know that. Go, you go, Azzy. You can do it. Do it. Go.
Wow.
But I mean, it is. There is two parts to the question, in the fact that if you're like, for me, I love my warlock, but the way warlocks had been for a while on Iron, I was killing them off left, right, and center. Like so I changed over to the Hunter. And again, anything with the pet. So your Hunter versus your warlock versus, like, if you're playing a rogue or melee classes or range classes, if in doubt, try one. You know, what's there to lose? You die, whoop-de-doo, get back on there, try a different class. So find out what you like. Just give it a go and see where you get to. Play it till level 20. Get a feel. If you're not sure, go roll another one. Try a different class, get it to 20 and see where you sit with it. Admittedly, I'm an alcoholic, so I have got a few of lots of different stuff. But why not? Just, you know, try, find what's comfortable and give it a go. Yeah. Well, and good luck, Orange.
Okay, before we move on to the next question, I want to reset the audio. One sec.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Go.
Nice. All right. So the lessons learned from Dave the Hunter is, every time someone comes up with a foolproof solution, along comes a more talented fool. Very true. Like that one.
In my, yeah, that is 100% true.
Yep. Very true.
Just nice. When you think you're going to handhold, you know, too much, there's somebody that needs even more. You know, it's just somebody, just, you know, what? Like, really? Anyways.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
But that's true.
Yeah.
Isn't that why they made the Darwin Awards? I'm sure. Awards.
Well, the Darwin Awards is improving our genes, right? Mm. We can get rid of them.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. You know, that's a foolproof solution. So people try things. They may not succeed. And then they try it and they succeed and they end up no longer here. So, or is it the other way around? Anyway, that's what popped into my brain. All right. Okay. Chat room, what have we got? Any questions?
Listen. Through Stir Beneath the Bus. It's great. That's why I was laughing.
Yeah.
So if you die, you know, or if you die once, you know, blah, 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 or three times, like Stir.
Yeah. It's like,
wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
Nice. You know.
Yeah, guys. I don't understand the melee. Guys. I just, you know, the melee, I will tell you, I currently... The way that things currently are, I would not roll a melee class. Even if it's a Pal-Heli, there's so many things, man. Like, everything's around you, right?
Yeah. Zaya, what about for you? You melee for? I know you said that you've got your rogue is your normal. Turn, but what about for a challenge turn? Prefer the hunters?
Like I said earlier, I'm aiming for the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
When I get there, I'll dust off my passy in my blood and start something in the melee.
Yeah.
Probably pally or something like that.
Yeah. Nice.
But I want to get to 120 before that.
Yeah. Okay.
We've got a couple questions. We've got Wumitron says, any tips for someone that is getting ready to start the Iron Man Challenge for the first time?
Do it.
Just go pick a class you feel good on and go and know that you're going to die and it's okay. Just re-roll and learn how you died and don't do that again. Deandra asks a question for all of you. As a new player starting out the Iron Man Challenge, what zones would you recommend to avoid?
Oh.
Nisi says Red Ridge and Duskwood. Lissan says I always avoid Eastern Plaguelands and Red Ridge.
Red Ridge. Yep. Agreed.
And Periton was asking.
I always do Red Ridge up to the Prisoner of War.
Okay.
But if there is someone around when you go near the wolves,
you stay way
back.
Yeah.
You wait till they die or they do it. And when you are alone, then you can go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nisi's right here. Please review the rules and FAQ before going. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Periton asks, early impressions is... Battle for Azeroth, the hardest expansion for Challenge Tunes. I believe Stir says, in my opinion, BFA, it feels easier than Legion. Different, sure, new hazards, but overall easier. And Lysan says, BFA is harder only because we have to do it at level, unlike Legion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Legion we did. Well, Legion we had level scaling.
I didn't do much in BFA, but I did the high mountain on an iron on a tin. It was my tin man, and it was quite easier than BFA.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So he's saying that you can get to 110 without touching Legion zones. Hey, Sin. When I leveled up to 110, I was doing world quests in Legion zones, but I was hunting and pecking, right? And finding my places and waiting for things to reset and all that stuff. But I found that that was a harder experience, to be honest, than what I was going through even the first three levels for what we have now. So yeah, I think Legion is a harder leveling experience, I feel, than Battle for Azeroth is, but I think it's a matter of opinion too. So Ferris says, I essentially did nothing in Legion zones on my druid, now 112, and I went to new Dalaran, and that's it.
And
it's like I did since the new stuff, doing the invasions, right? And that has a little bit of risk, but not tons. I want to say it feels like the new things are harder. It's just when I think about it, I don't think so. I think I just happened to get into a bad spot and I got unlucky with a shard. So it's fine, right? I think that BFA is a thing that everybody can do. Lissan has showed that you can, and it's possible. You just need to be wise with your pulls.
Scouts, good, like Sire and many others.
Lissan says Legion content is harder at level. Lissan, I sent you a private message on Discord. That's how we do it. We do it publicly. Wink, wink. Hey.
Nice.
Not like Sire, that. What were you going to say?
About what Lissan just said. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was true before 8.0. I disagree now. When Legion came out, Legion was almost impossible to do on Irons. I lost one there. I lost there. But since 8.0, Legion seems to me, at least, easier than Draenor is at the same level. Okay. So, and BFA is, I found it harder than Legion.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to be, I think we'll have to see more people get there and see if it's still the same as it was when Lissan got to 110. Things have changed. Yeah. I'd like to see Lissan try a new one and get through. So maybe it would have another feeling.
Well, he's got free time now, doesn't he?
Lots of free time.
Maybe.
Yeah. But now he's got to get ready for 130. So.
Yep.
Got to prep.
He's got time. Got prep. That's right. Got prep.
So
absolutely.
Just before we move on, Stir says maybe another way to say it: if you are not a night elf with Shadowmeld, or rogue with vanish, or hunter with feign death, then certainly Battle for Azeroth will be extremely difficult. You need an ability to break combat, in my humble opinion.
I agree.
Or it could be in my honest opinion, but I always view the H as humble.
I mean, all great information, and everyone's got a slightly different perspective, which
if you're a rogue night elf, you should never die.
If you're a rogue night elf, you should never die.
I think Stir's shown that you can die, you know what I mean? Okay, you would think.
They've taken up that challenge, you would think.
All right. Okay, so.
Shots fired, I feel. Nice.
Hey-o. Okay, so thank you all for your questions and chat and comments. I like the challenge accepted. Zortz, I don't think that's a challenge for you, though.
Do it, Zortz.
Hey-o.
Do it. Vanish. It could be Vanish Zortz.
Okay. Thank you to everybody that supports us, paying for the server and all that stuff. It really, really helps for sure, because it also helps pay for ritual tickets and all that, because we don't get them for free. So thank you to everybody that supports us in reverse order. So Zorts, Zaya, Winema, Un, Amethyl, Tule, Bardeen, Thilani, Swingcat, Stir, Soylent Greener, Rude, De Bruin, Razorus, P.S. Ducky, Periton, Ocan, Canada, Never Died, Listen, An Anonymous, Koala, Chris W., Cashbringer. I was actually looking for, where's, okay, anyways, sorry, I'm squirreling. Iron T-Wen, Ill, ICTR, Grand Negus, Frazzly Sparkspan, Five Iron Fair, LB, Crystal, Dual Free to Play, Chupa, Boson, Awesome Trousers, and Asylum. You know what? It's funny. I had a harder time reading that backwards than I did forwards. It's interesting. Interesting. Okay.
Thank you.
So yeah, now you're number two.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Thanks, guys.
Really, Azzy's last. I think maybe because it's that joke, you know. I don't know about that joke, dude. So because, you know, rabbits go in my stew pot. That's all that they do. Yes.
They
sit on my lawn, poop all over the place, eat all my stuff. No, in the stew pot, rabbits. Okay, so thank you to our mods on Twitch and Discord, and the forums as well. So we're gonna do this in reverse order too. So thank you to Zorts, Zaya, Stir, Nisi, Fair, Boz, and Awesome Trousers. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you. Definitely.
Helps a lot.
We appreciate it.
A lot. And thank you everybody for watching and being in our chat room. And so I'm going to start in the middle next week. Oh my God. That's Stir. You know what? Stir. That's enough out of you. All right.
How about the random
one? Start random. Oh my goodness gracious. Jeebus. So if you want to watch a show, we are live every week for the most part. I think we might miss one or two every so often. But if you want to watch, we are on Twitch, and you can get your name read out too. So I'm going to try and skip over the robots. And if I skip you, speak up. So Zaya, five. Hey, Zaya, you're first. Zaya, five, Woomitron. That's a bot. Two Frog. Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. I'll see you in, like, less than a month. Sin. That's a bot. Periton. That's a bot. Mrs. Rock Guru. Listen. I'm going to say Lisa Streams. I don't know, but sure. Chris. Mm-hmm. Azzy. LB. Deandra. Oops. Hold on. Chris. Azzy. LB. Fair. Deandra, crash landing. So, every time.
Thank
I love
you.
It. Da, 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 da.
Yep.
Yeah, because I suck picking up girls. That's true.
What?
Oh, I did. Oh, I was horrible. Horrible. I was awkward teen. I'm still awkward. Chupa, me, Zort, Stir, Nisi, Lita. Thank you all for watching. Hey, Chris, thank you for the bits. Apparently it's September for the next day or so.
That's right.
I'm not good at the Twitch stuff. So, you still want to know who sent that clip? A very good person sent that clip who wants to keep me happy through your pain. So our next show is Saturday, October the 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, October the 7th at 1 a.m. Central European Time and 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. We'll be joined by Chris W. from the chat. So we're going to hear about her iron adventures and challenge adventures. So it will be interesting. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Mr. Zaya. And I'm glad we could get this working on Discord because Skype is the worst. Thank you for joining us and dealing with all our nonsense.
We should write the audio a few days before next time.
Oh yeah. Oh no, that's no. And you know what? For folks that are here live, I didn't tell him until 15 minutes before the show. I was like, "Hey, we're on Discord," and he's like, "Ah, Stone, you bastard." No, he didn't say that. But, you know, because he's too nice, so he did not say that to me. If it was Lita, Lita would tell me off, because she's not as nice.
I am nice, but I would have said a few words, absolutely. Oh, but thank you, Zaya. We appreciate you being here, and it's great to have a chat with you and hear how you're going. So do you want to let people know where they can find you, please?
Okay, check the forum about twice a day. I'm on Discord about the same frequency. And you can send me an email at zayaqc@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you. And again, we say good luck with all your challenge tunes. I can't wait to see how it goes for you. All right. Now, for everyone else, where you can find us, definitely all the information is over at wildchallenges.com. You can find Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and the YouTube channels. And don't forget, if you've got any questions, tips, tricks, all of that kind of thing, you can send us an email to podcast@wildchallenges.com. Stone.
Sorry, I'm just typing. Sorry, Two Frog. Thank you for your bits, too. I totally miss it. I saw Chris's with the clover, and that's all that I saw. So,
oh, thank you, sorry, Two Frog.
Thank you very much. You can find me on Twitter at stonegrasp, like I'm grasping your stone, because you've lost one, so you still want, you know, some support. I'm there to support you, even if you only have one. That's okay. Single stone people need support, too. As well as the Wild Challenges podcast, which we're doing now. Wait, no, that's wrong show. As well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast. Holy Jeebus.
Oh, my Lord.
Yep. Awesome. Which we likely will be doing one next week, I think. So we're going back to our 2-week thingy. So, yeah.
Excellent.
Lita, where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LEETAWOW. And don't forget, you can check out Behind the Avatar, which is the other show that I do. Other than that, big thank you to Markonen and Epic Insanity, because these are two friends of both Stone and I, and friends of the show, who have helped us out and done awesome things for us. So Markonen did our intro, and you can find him on Twitter at Markonen Wow, and part of the Torrent Think Tank crew over there with Jules. So thank you, Markonen, for that. And Epic Insanity did our outro, and you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, and he is part of Frozen Nerds and Epic Question podcast. So go give them some love, show them some support, because they are great friends of us and have helped us out. Other than that, chat room, thanks for hanging out. It's been a great show. Zaya, again, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Good luck with your tunes. And Stone, have a good week. So everyone say bye-bye.
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 The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.